let's talk about the healthy intestines. And this is a challenge because the intestine, of course, is the organ that takes the beating for bad food choices. And when we have charbroiled meat, where the flame has touched the meat, we form malondialdehyde, we form heterocyclic amines, and these are powerful and dangerous compounds, and they can sit in the intestine for a long time. And as we get older, we may not be as active, we may not have as much fiber, and so we may not have a bowel movement after every main meal, which is what you were engineered for. If you go to the Olympics and you watch the folks that are the endurance athletes, they'll eat a meal and they'll be hitting the bathroom to clear the solid waste, and they are going two or three times a day, usually three times after every main meal. And that is what you're engineered to do. Now, when it starts to be a bowel movement every 3 days or so, these compounds, these dangerous compounds to the health of the bowel lining, begin to increase exponentially. Uh-oh. And so what we need to do is get something like galactin, which is arabinogalactin. And this guy, a couple tablespoons a day of this guy, promote healthy immune response for the bowel, but they also, it ferments to the food for the intestinal lining. And at the same time, what I would be doing is working to eliminate any kind of fried food, no fried food, and also eliminating any kind of charbroiled meat. Now, I know some people go nuts when I say this because they're so addicted to charbroiled meat. But I'll tell you, there is a way you can have it. What you do is you make the coals like in a pyramid, get them red hot, then make a circle so that when the fat drips off the meat or fish or poultry, that it does not touch the coal. So now there's no flame touching the meat. So there is a way around these things, but these are dangerous, dangerous compounds. And when we cook meat and then we leave it as a leftover and try to eat it a couple, 3 days later, very bad stuff. So you really need to shift more to fresh, fermented raw food, fresh food, nothing from a can, a bottle, or box. It's too risky. And that can be a big help. Now, the other guy that's the bad guy for the intestinal lining is usually dental restorations in the molars. And so often, as we age, we get mercury amalgams in there that have been called silver fillings. What a lie that is. They're 50 to 65% mercury. They may be a little silver, they may look like silver, but they are a deadly poison called mercury. And these guys reflux to the intestines. So you want to take a look at these things, because unless this is done, the health just keeps going down, 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 down. So hopefully those ideas will help. And, of course, what I would do is try to get her to a QRA practitioner, because they won't have to guess at what to do and what else can be done. And they can also help to determine what other nutrients besides galactin might be a big help, such as glutamine, which is also a key food for the bowel lining, and much, much more. So there's a lot. But what I would say for your mom as well is that getting on digestive enzyme support would be absolutely essential, like Quantum Digest at the start of the meal, and the HCL detox kit at the end of the meal, so you don't have any rotting food inundating the intestine as well. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye now.